Yes, good morning. We're really not intending to have a very long meeting. It's just to do the admin work and bring us up to speed so that we hit the ground running when we get to the nuts and bolts of the public body pack that is our priority for this term. The agenda that we have is, besides the policies which we will attend to right now, is the committee program which you should have. It's a three pager. Then you should have a report to the National Assembly informing the NA about the publication of the Act. Then you should have a report about the external auditors that we agreed when we left. And then there should be a 5 minute assistant that company is still around. Maybe they can talk to us if they still need to talk to us. Otherwise, I think members have already given their instruments. But we've made provision for that. If you've come with your laptop and your iPad, that young man there in the corner, just to him, he will do the necessary apps for you. And then he'll talk to us if you've got your iPad and your laptop. If you do that quietly, I'm sure it will speed up all our processes. And there should be 2 sets of minutes, so we'll send you another minutes. Oh, you do? We've got minutes, yes. And we've got 2 sets of minutes before the program. Anybody wants to make amendments to the agenda? No? Good. We should be out of here in 10 minutes. And in terms of apologies, Mr. Singh has submitted an apology. Ms. Carter, I think, is hospitalized. And Mr. Tabella has submitted an apology. Ms. Kunow is going to join us late. And Ms. Bengu, we haven't had anything. I'm sure Ms. Bengu will join us in a minute. Apologies accepted, honorable members. Thank you so much. Can we then move to our set of minutes? There should be 2 that you have. The 8th of September in B454. And do we have any proposed amendments, corrections on the first page? On the second page, that is page 2 at the bottom, right? Page number 3. You recall these are the briefings that we were getting before we left. Page number 4. The minutes of the 8th of September. Movers for the adoption. Thank you, Ms. Kivazana. Seconded. Thank you, Ms. Mente. And the minutes are adopted, I assume. No, Ms. Mente wasn't in the meeting, didn't say Ms. Mente. You know, the boss here fights with you. She fights with me. Is there anybody else in one? Thank you, Mr. McLaughlin. Thanks very much. Thanks, Eddie. And then the 24th of November, you would recall this was across there. I think the Auditor General and his team came to brief us, and we had a big fight, I think, towards the end in terms of clarity. Memory serves me. Page number 1, any changes? And page number 2, any changes? Page number 3. Page 4. page number 5. Thank you. Anybody moves for adoption? Thank you. Thank you. For that. Thank you very much. Adopted. The matters arising from this is the report that we will deal with just now. Is there any other matter arising from this one? I didn't check with the first one. I think this one is just the appointment of the auditors, and that one is on your agenda. Any matters arising on the 24th? I beg your pardon, on the 8th, are there any matters arising? I don't think so, because this is part of what we're going to discuss with the public hearings that are going forward. All right. Yes, sir. Okay, so this is an ongoing business. All right, happiness? Thank you so much. 24th, yes, ma'am?
The 24th, Chair.
You talk to the mic, yeah?
The 24th, Chair, remember that the audit, the appointment of the external auditor, because of the problem with this, the daily is supposed to communicate with you, to hook up the solicitor and the fee.
Yes, that's the next agenda item.
Oh.
They've done that, and that's the report. They did it around Robert, and we got report back, and it's what we're going to discuss as the next agenda item or two thereafter. All right. Then that's the only matter item that we will discuss. The committee program, honorable members, very briefly, we, as you know, presented the draft and asked for comments. Comments closes on the 19th. To date, I think we've received 3, and the team, Thorley and others, are supposed to do some analysis and give that to us so that we can look at it before we decide who is going to come and who's not going to come. But up to now, there's been 3. If memory serves me, and you guys can help me. And then, other than that, honorable members, it really is about the public hearings. And thereafter, for us to tidy up the bill and have it presented to the National Assembly by the time or by the end of March. That really is our program for this time. Unless, of course, there are other things that happen in between. You'll note, and I thought of Cindy about it, you'll note that according to our program, the last date is the 29th of March, which I think is the day before Good Friday. Now, some of us good Catholics on the day before Good Friday go and wash feet in church and so on. So I've asked Cindy to try and make sure that we leave before the 29th. Some want to catch connecting flights, others want to be at home because they go to church, and others are just lazy like me. So although it is the 29th, we're going to try and move them up. You'll recall we've got time set aside for public hearing. But if there's only 3 or 4, then we can maybe save a day or 2 on public hearing. So this is the worst case scenario. So I just want to preempt the question around the 29th. It's the worst case scenario. Are there any comments on the proposed program on the, or can we then plan according to this program? Thank you. Thank you very much. We will then plan according to this program. And as I say, it's really about making sure that the Auditor General amendment to the Public Audit Act is finalized, and that becomes our legacy of this committee. Then we've got consideration of the report to the National Assembly. It's the very short one that is literally a 1 paragraph. Members got it? It's a short one. It says Standing Committee of the Auditor General Memorandum of in terms of Rule 2743. All we were doing there is saying to the National Assembly that we have, as a committee, drafted a piece of legislation proposed, we've gazetted it, and it's out there for public comment, so that the whole of Parliament knows, and it's not just this committee that's aware of it. It's been gazetted. The gazetted document, I would imagine, is the powers that be. So it was really to make the rest of Parliament bring them up to speed in terms of where we are. And this has been submitted. No? It will be submitted if you agree tomorrow. Honourable McCarthy.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted clarity. I see in our programme, which is referred to as Rule 2733, and on the reported service is 2743.
Yeah.
And just that clarity as to which is the correct number.
The correct one is this one. So fight with Cindy for the agenda, but 2743 is the correct.
Thank you.
Honourable, where did I forget to say?
Top M,
sorry, sir.
I see a potentially quite a big conflict on the 22nd of March. I don't know when you talk about that.
22nd of March?
And the budget
meeting. Let's have a look at that.
General.
Well, yeah. Remember, honourable members, this was even before the postponement today.
Yeah.
So that's why we said this is the worst case scenario. Maybe what we should do is wait and see what happens, and then we will amend it according to whatever changes have taken place. Read the state of the nation, and of course we will take into consideration on the 22nd
key budget reading.
Yeah, that's one. Remember the members that sit in finance, and they have closed sessions. That's what you basically say, isn't it?
Yes.
Now we'll have to look, because I would imagine Siggy's involved there as well. I'm not sure if Ment is the finance person, but we'll look at it.
Okay.
Just to make sure that we don't. Yeah, and it's presentation by the AG, and what you're basically saying is that you guys would want to be there because it's an important briefing, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, we'll try and find a space where we're all there and rather sacrifice a deliberation as opposed to sacrificing an input. That's basically your request, I would assume. Okay, as things move up, we'll make sure that you are not unduly prejudiced by the briefing. Anything else on the program? And of the notification to Parliament? If not, we then give Cindy and the team permission to submit to Parliament. We need it? Or we want a second Cindy? Cindy's too sharp. Can we have a Mr. McLaughlin moves for the adoption and Mr. Topham seconds it and the House is happy about it? That will be that. And members do have the gazette, so I'm assuming that we've all read it because it's been out there for a while. Then we have the report informing the National Assembly that we have come to agreement around the Auditor General. Just a briefing, honourable members, to recall that they were supposed to have done it last year. They went for, I think, two or three rounds of interviews. They didn't find people that were satisfactory, and then we amended or allowed them to amend the process slightly and gave them conditions in terms of BEE and transformation and so on. Because it was the last day, or very close to the last day, we said go do what you need to do, send us your proposals, we would consider it in a round robin fashion, and then agree or disagree. That was duly done. The members had an opportunity to look, came back and said to us, or the majority at least that came back said to us they can live with the auditors that were being proposed. We also listened saying okay, the committee has accepted and go ahead and do what needs to be done at AG level. And all we're doing so that we satisfy our own mandate for the legislation is to say to Parliament that this committee applied its mind and has agreed that these will be the external auditors for the AG. That's the background. And this report is literally saying that. So I crafted the background so that we can understand it. The report is before you, or the one pager is before you. Honourable members want to talk to it. Mr. McLaughlin.
Thank you. Chair, just one correction. The final date at the bottom should be 2017, not 18. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. We will change that, yeah? It was communicated, we wrote to the AG in 2017. Madam Dibazak?
Thank you. No, mine is just taking that to my knee. We can be too hard for you. that partnership, that becomes a new project. I mean, I think the representative of the company that you are appointed.
All right, we can get that information. We know that I think they needed 5 partners, but this one was slightly lower than that. That was one of the concessions we made. I think there were 4, but we'll give you the detail right now. I think there were 4 partners.
Okay.
And the BEE status we queried at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and I think we had given them a deadline
mm-hmm.
that says they must come up to speed. They were not quite up to speed. I think we had given them a deadline to come up to speed. But we will read the report to you right now. It had been sent to members. At the time, so that they could apply their money. We'll try to get that for you. Yes, Underwood.
Yeah, I just wanted to check. Maybe I'm not involved in this. But is there any way where these companies are also vetted, you know, in terms of if you take into account what has been happening with the auditing firms, KPMGs, or the laws? All these sagas are there, any way of vetting in terms that they are compliant with all the requirements of the auditing practices.
Mr. Chopin would help me if you see what that meeting where I was. I think the only vetting is by IRBA, and we did fight with IRBA to say to them for another meeting. I think it was on Steinoff, Mr. Chopin, and we raised that look. We don't think that you guys, and I think Mente was there also, if you have teeth, we don't think that you're biting hard enough. If you don't have teeth, make a noise so that we can give you teeth. I don't know that there's any other vetting mechanism other than the regulatory body, but if somebody wants to assist in that regard, you can. Okay?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, you can only rely on the fact that people get registered with the auditors board, and there's hundreds of auditors in the firms. So if one partner messes up, it's not necessarily the third. And also bear in mind that you have so few people that actually apply to do the Auditor General work for a very good reason. If you've done the audits of the Auditor General, you're excluded from doing any work for the Auditor General, which is far more lucrative, and that's why firms don't want to apply to be the auditor of the ANG as well. That's why there were so few people that
No, Chair.
Okay, we have an open discussion. At the end of this discussion, we'll then agree whether we want to drop to amend it, but we'll come back to you when we find it. Maybe Mente, then you'll come back to us because
on this one, the machine's here. Attention. Now, on the conditions on the last paragraph, that the firm is appointed for 5 years. So subject to the committee's annual confirmation of appointment. So this annual confirmation of appointment, how is it going to work? Are they going to give us the brief of their satisfaction as AG and all the conditions that we have given them, like your BE status and everything? What are the time frames in order for the committee to do its own assessment and confirm that after this year you are qualifying to continue for the following year?
Sorry, you'll help me, but the way it works is that every year when we do strat plan and budget, we have that period. The audit committee comes to us and says to us, the firm has done X, Y, and Z. They give us a report, the audit committee, our external auditors, and say we are still happy with it. Then we say, try and use them and or don't use them. And in that meeting, we can then ask the question, have they now got an extra partner? Have they got more blacks? Have they got more women? Have they got more youngsters? Whatever the conditions are. So every year, they're duty-bound to come to the committee and give us a verbal report. And it's at that time where we can say, but it was conditional on ABC. You've not satisfied those conditions, so we're terminating, or you satisfied, continue until you're fine. That's the practice.
Yeah.
All right. Honourable Dumela.
No, thank you, Chair. Now, mine goes back to the voting part of it. Okay. My understanding was that maybe after you had the report to them, the external auditor, they were to brief us, they could brief you guys, they said, look, we have gone through the accreditation of this company, and this is the outcome of our accreditation that we have done. But over and above that, if you're looking at the audit, like they can hear the report. And to support them, they have sound instruments over and above what they are being given by the external auditor, so then they will be also satisfied that indeed the company is suitable to do that.
We've never done that in the past, but I don't think there's any harm either. Look, the reason why we had to do it in December because there were time frame problems, which we've now satisfied. If committee feels that we must call the chair or the audit committee to give us an eyeball-to-eyeball report, I think that can be done. That can be done. We can ask them to give us an eyeball-to-eyeball, then we can ask these questions to them. In terms of another instrument to vet, I don't know that there's any other instrument to vet auditors. Like doctors and everybody else, these are professionals. I don't know that there's any other instrument, but we could ask them if they are satisfied, because they themselves are auditors. So, but if you want us to do that, we can do that. But bear in mind, a few minutes earlier, we were talking about how tight our schedule is going forward in terms of our program. But if you insist that we do that, we can do that. We'll come to you now, good.
It's fine, Chair. It was also another time issue. That's another reason that contributed to this thing, it seems like it has as it was another issue, the time factor, because we have to oblige to complete this process rather than them to give us a response on December, because by January they were supposed to appoint the external audit according to the Act.
All right, and if you look at the last paragraph, the last bullet point, one of the conditions is that they must come to the committee by the 30th of June to come and talk to us. So instead of calling them unnecessarily, it's already part of the condition that they come to us in June and we ask all these questions and satisfy ourselves. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right, you still want to... Okay, there's seven partners. One black male, two white females. I'm assuming that the other four are white males. Okay. And on the 13th of December, the whole report from the thing has been sent to you. We can resend it to you if you want. But it was sent to you the 13th, all the credentials and so on. But just to answer the question is, there were seven partners. And in terms of BEE, there were three that were, if you could call them BEE candidates, for want of a better word, two white females and a black male. But if you look at the report, honorable members, that was sent in December, you can look at it. I'm just now wanting to know, do you want to look at that report before you adopt, or can we adopt subject to that report? Because you had that report from December. I mean, really, it's a timing point now for all of us. Yeah. Oh, okay. No, thanks. Yeah. And Cindy is saying that we've already given permission.
Yeah.
We've already given the permission. I think all we need to do is to just monitor it.
Yeah.
We all have to do is just monitor it. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I was satisfied with the quite honestly, because I looked at it myself, and many people, I know McLaughlin responded, I'm not sure who else looked at it, and then Topham, I think. So I was quite satisfied, and I think seen as well. So I'm putting the report to the National Assembly with the amendment of 2018 being 2017. A report saying to the National Assembly, we've accepted Horwath, Leverton, Boner and partners to be the external auditors of the Auditor General, and that we will monitor them annually, but in the first year probably twice, because we'll do it in June and we'll probably do it on about November when they come again. With those conditionalities, honorable members, and also for our guests, let us just make it clear that part of the difficulty of the auditor, as Mr. Topham said, the external auditor for the AG, is that he cannot do, the Auditor General cannot give him work that we outsource. In other words, he can't go and on behalf of the AG work for or do an audit somewhere else. So people are saying, but if I'm restricted in doing that type of work, I'd rather not apply, because the AG pays much less than it would be if you outside. And that is the difficulty that we've been having all along. And that was why they went to 3 or 4 open sessions until they got to these young men. And of course, their conditions are very strict. They must be more than 7 partners. They must have a track record. The AG was very strict, and we said in this case, don't compromise quality, but you can compromise 1 or 2 and we'll monitor. I'm saying that for the benefit of our colleagues that are here, but I think members, we discussed it in detail towards the end of December last year, and we agreed. I'm putting the report. Anybody wants to move that we adopt this report as the report of the committee that will be sent to the National Assembly? Movers? Thank you. Seconded? Thank you, ma'am. And everybody's happy? Thank you very much. That deals with that, and we deal with the last item. Mr. Smith, you want to talk to us? Have all members given their their instruments? Maybe you can take that seat and talk to us, sir. This is about ensuring that, honourable members, we're not going to get so many papers going forward. So we better be comfortable with what is going to be said to us, because the days of lots of minutes and reports in paper question are being phased out. So I think it's important that at least all of us give our instruments to Mr. Smith so that he loads it, and that is how we'll be communicated going forward. Maybe not tomorrow, but certainly in the near future. That's how Cindy is going to communicate with us. Yes, over to you, sir.
Okay, thanks, Mr. Smith. I've got the project manager that's dealing with the project. I'm just going to give a short intro regarding what actually is happening regarding the market of that takeoff.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, members. You've probably been having many communications about the Mark Parliament. It's been ongoing since probably 2012, when we tried to get the app ready for you guys to use. A lot of the, it was ready about a year ago. We just had trouble getting it rolled out to everybody. We started visiting committees, but we found that was going to take forever. So it was a challenge. We've then invited people to come to the E538, which is where Audrey and Sally sit and help. They can help with any time to do anything with their IT devices. You can go there as well and get one-on-one training if you want on the app. We had hoped to actually show you the app today, just to give you a quick demo of how to use it. It's pretty much like your banking. If you online on your phone, you should be able to do the app as well. So once it's loaded, you should be able to. We had some teething problems last year that people couldn't see their health documents that were outdated, that were sitting there as 2016. We've now got all the papers and ATPs and all of that coming up. They've caught up with all the papers for last year, so you can always go in and search for any order paper, any entity, any document that's been created in the house. That's one of the main reasons you'll be able to be anywhere in the, wherever you've got a network connection, you can use this app to view documents from the house. You can also look at your schedule. I think that for committees is probably just as important. Well, you see when is your calendar and when your next meeting is, that you'll be able to see the meeting then, what the agenda is. And if I've got a moment, I'll just walk you through that, through the app, so I guess some of you may even be using it already. But for those who haven't, let's have a go. So if you're okay with that, Chair, I'll just move on to try and keep it brief. I don't know when you want to entertain questions.
I think members will just ask in this committee to be very informed, because they want to say something. I don't know if you want to move closer that way, honourable members, because that thing looks very small. Do you want to move closer that way, or can we see it from here? We want to go that way. Unfortunately, that can't come closer to us. Maybe we should move that way.
It might be easier.
Okay, let's just move that way if we want to. We can sit around there, we don't have to sit around the table, we can just make an arrangement. You're not going to be too long, I'm hoping. My colleagues will start fighting with you, but 15 minutes, I'm sure they're not with you.
Activities, it's there, I tap on it, it opens, it says there's house documents, questions, and house resolutions. The questions and house resolutions, they are work in progress. We're almost ready to go live with the questions and the house documents. As they progress through the houses and committees and where they're sitting, you'll be able to see the status of where they are and what the replies were. And at the bottom we've got My Alerts that will notify you of any documents that are coming through. We can see there's things that have been added to the calendar, new National Assembly, new meeting for the National Assembly has been added to your calendar. So when somebody schedules a plenary, it'll come up there with notifications of new documents for your committee and any house documents that are coming through. You will notice a little thing at the top or right hand side under the downward, it says filter, it's not that clear, it's a down arrow, but if you tap on that, it'll open and allow you to switch off notifications. So if you find it's getting a nuisance, then there is potential to switch it off, but then you may miss important stuff. So you can choose what messages you get on your phone by just dragging that. One of those buttons to the left or right. I'll go back to the main menu and then you've got My Profile. At the top we've set up, there's a little upside down triangle I'll tap on, top right hand side. It'll show who you are. I think they've set this device up in test as the chairperson. Your photo should normally come up there and it is a case we're running in a test version. And at the bottom of the screen you can say My Profile. Eventually one day you'll be able to add in your members' interests, information. You'll see your payslips if you want. We still got to get permission for that from the members to do that, but it's ready to go. We could show you your payslips and your RP5. Your profile, that just tells you a bit about yourself, which committees you belong to, and your email, parliamentary email address. We don't put other stuff on there, private stuff, email addresses. And then you can submit a request to IT if you want ICT service requests. I just want to get to the probably the more important piece. If you can select my committee. Now, normally we'll set you up to only see your committee. If you tap on one, let's say Committee of the Auditor General, we can see who's the members by ticking the little plus sign there, that gains members. I'll show you all the people there, and if you tap on one of the people, it'll go through and open up. It'll give a picture of the person and their phone, office phone number and their email address. I won't labour that too much. The more important thing is your meetings. Ms. Bailey has set up a meeting for today, this meeting. So be able to get it and tap on it. And then it goes through, you'll see your calendar for today. You get a day calendar, a month calendar, and a year calendar. There's the agenda on the right-hand side. If there were documents that you wanted to circulate with the meeting, they would be attached, and you'd see them here, and you could tap on them and open the actual document. Sometimes you want members to get the documents before the meeting. Probably good practice. Doesn't always happen. But so the facility is there. It tells you where the meeting is. So that's your calendar. Sorry, it's my committees. You can look at, you can show all committees by tapping the show all committees option. So you see all the committees in Parliament. You could choose to tap on one of them that you don't belong to, and you could, you'll see there's something on the right hand side that says follow. So you could follow another committee that you're interested in, and then it will pop up as a follows committee. Amongst your committees, you can also be following some other committees. Again, you can see where the meetings are, who's the members, what have you. You can, of course, always just look at it by tapping on it and seeing who the members are in that committee and which meetings they're having when they're having meetings. So you as a member can, rather than go to committees, I think the My Calendar is a nice one where you can see what's going on. So it gives you a year calendar. You'll see all the meetings that are set up for your committee. You'll also see in the plenaries come up too for the NA, and meetings for the NCOP also come up separately. So you can always find out what's going on. I find the year is just a glance. You can do month. At the top, in the middle, you can click month. And then you can tap on one of these days. What is today? 7th. Should come up like it's done for me. You can look help probably. The 7th of February. Oh, sorry. This is in development. I don't think she's scheduled in production. That really was on there. It might just have been done
with
it. We've just got to see why today's one wasn't put in production. In the test mode that I'm working on. So you can look at your calendar and you can see what meetings are on today and move from there. The various documents in members in Parliament, there's a members listing, so you can look at all the members. I've got them alphabetically there. You can filter by clicking the little filter on the right hand top. It says filter. You can try search for a name and a party. And just ignore this is test that you're getting duplicates in there. It should only be one name for each person. I won't go into that unless you want me to. I can just show you what you see, but it's basically the same as your profile where you see your name and page in the picture. If a Parliamentary Budget Office puts reports, they appear under the Parliamentary Budget Office member documents. Those are your induction documents. Would it be nice if you had the app at the start of the fifth Parliament and people could start rolling. And you get all their documentation in. There's something called newsletters. So normally you'll get your Matitete and there's another one in session. So they'll come up, and if you tap on it, you see underneath there very lightly it says given Matitete document. And you can see the different ones for the different months, and if you tap on it, starts downloading it. You have to tap it twice. And then you can browse through it. And look at the latest version of the document, the newsletters. Then I've shown you chamber activities, the house documents, the questions. Now if you click on house documents, if you're belonging to the NA, you'll see there's question papers. I won't read them all out because you can see for yourself. There's quite a lot to choose from. And by example, I could just go to the order one that says order paper. There's 134 order papers. I've got some semblance of a date there. There's some for November 2017. If I tap on the first one, we'll just see what you get. Basically a PDF for those who know what a PDF is. Pretty standard now. It's just the format. If it was a Word document, we'd also see it there. Again, if you have an Android device, rather than an Apple, you'd be able to search within the document, which makes it quite a bit more powerful. So if you're looking for the word sauna in the document, you can go and search for that, and it'll find it, highlight where it is. There is a fancy thing, but I don't want to confuse people today. You could use the filter and look for... you can look for, through the content, but that takes quite a bit of mastering of your device. You have to be quite an advanced phone user, techie, to look for content. So you could look for your name, let's say, and search the content. And you drag the little thing to the right, you say it's content search. If you just want to look at titles, you just put it in there. It says search documents, type in your title, and should search through all those documents and find out. It will then only present those that have your search criteria. You can also use dates, but it is very tricky and fancy. But if you want help on that, we can always talk to Mr. Smith and love his company.
That's Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they're sitting in E538, for those who don't know, in the National Assembly building. So they're usually always there, except when they're helping in events like this. And they can guide you through that to help anybody who wants to really get to grips with that. But I guess largely you just want to see the order paper and look through it and find what you want. I think without... That's really where I'm coming from. The main benefit of this was to give you a tool that's online. And you can put it on your phones as well. That gives you the convenience of if you're out in the rural district canvassing or doing whatever you're doing, you can always look up whatever you want to look up about Parliament. There is something on the homepage which gives you parliamentary news. It's the latest news. It's probably, this isn't the latest because it's development, but you'd be able to see what's happening. Whatever info alerts get released by Parliament, you'd be able to see them popping up here. Also gives you a summary of your upcoming activities. And the idea was, according to Mr. Frolic and the team and the ICT focus group, which encompassed all the parties, was to have an app that enables members to move away largely from paper as well. I know some of everybody likes to do that, but in the world that we're living in now, there's quite a few issues and money savings to be had by removing paper and getting your documents online. So without further verbiage from myself, can we take any questions or from the team?
Yeah, if members have questions, first of all, thank you for the presentation. Thank you very much. I appreciate you and your team. Members, are there any questions? Clear?
I'll go home.
Yeah?
But
well,
no,
I'm coming on citizens. No, yeah, thank you.
Many, I can go home.
Any questions? None? If there are, this team is always here. And then when they come, we can always use the fifth floor, you know?
Of the new wing.
That's what I'm saying, the fifth floor is the new wing.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you to the chief, honorable members. Cindy, our next meeting is? 6th of March. So until the 6th of March, go well. Thank you very much. Meeting adjourned. Thanks. Once we've got a new parliamentary program, we've changed the program.